USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The death of George Floyd and the violence it has sparked across America, prompting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to say on the Senate floor that it's a time of great pain and unrest in America.
In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, I can't breathe.
McConnell saying the truth must emerge concerning Floyd's death, followed by swift justice under the law, but he argued that peaceful protests must not be overtaken by violence. St. Louis police say four officers are now being treated for injuries after they were shot overnight during another night of protests there. Gun sales on the rise amid the protests over the killing of Floyd as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting says over 1.7 million guns were sold in May, an 80% jump over a year earlier. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is putting every facility across the nation on lockdown amid the protests over the death of George Floyd. It took effect last night. Officials say it's out of an abundance of caution. The Bureau operates 122 such facilities across the nation with over 165,000 inmates in federal custody. Yesterday, the first day of hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm now beginning to brew as Tropical Depression 3, as it's known so far, is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal sometime today. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles an hour or greater. TD3 is in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles southwest of Mexico. United Health Group is donating a total of $10 million to assist with Minnesota neighborhoods affected by the George Floyd rioting. It's also covering the college tuition of Floyd's children. Of the $10 million, $5 million will be used to help rebuild businesses during the unrest, and another $5 million will go to the YMCA Equity Innovation Center of Excellence. The group is also donating about 25,000 of its employees' time to help with the rebuilding there. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.